Monticello, New York. 25 years of non-commercial radio. Have you been around and heard us for the past 25 years of non-commercial radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania? Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. The forecast for tonight is mostly cloudy, highs in the lower 30s, a chance of flurries this evening. And tomorrow, another cloudy day with a 50% chance of snow showers, lows near 15 degrees tomorrow. That's tomorrow evening. And on Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's going to be a partly sunny day with a 40% chance of snow showers. It's going up to around 20 degrees on Martin Luther King Day. And Monday night is partly cloudy with a 40% chance of snow showers. So it does look like snow is in our future. Yeah, that's okay. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from listeners and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features music from the final studio album from David Bowie. Let's hear the title track, To Black Star.
Something happened on the day he died. Spirit rose a meter and stepped aside. Somebody else took his place and bravely cried. I'm a black stone, I'm a black stone. How many times does an angel fall? How many people lie instead of talking tall? He trod on sacred ground, he cried loud into the crowd. Take you home.
I'm a black star.
Take your passport and shoes.
I'm not a pop star.
And your sedatives move.
I'm a black star.
You're the flash in the pan.
I'm not a Marvel star.
I'm the great I am.
I'm a black star.
I'm a black star. Way off my money. Thank you.
David Bowie, Black Star. That's the title track to his 27th and final studio album. What a week it's been. The news of David Bowie's passing, a major cultural icon, such a fascinating man, so inventive. And even though he had all these different personas, always so theatrical, the drama in the songs and in the music and in the personas he adapted, very dramatic, but so authentic, such a unique ability to express who he is. And when I woke up this morning and as I start to think about what kind of music do I want to hear on a certain day, because when I get ready to broadcast my program here every week, I really try to tap into the day. What is it that I really want to hear? What do I need to hear? And, you know, it's gray. It's cold. It gets dark really early. And I woke up this morning and I wanted to hear something uplifting. I wanted to hear something that made me physically want to get up and dance. And I had an idea for a program and I started to sketch it out. And then I decided to check out David Bowie's Black Star. You know, it's not what I would normally think of turning to when I wanted to hear something, you know, a danceable Stevie Wonder, maybe early Beatles. And when I heard the music this morning for the first time, I was so moved that I completely changed directions. But not really, because when you find out about how he conducted himself in his last days, in his final months, it's truly inspiring. It's so uplifting. And there's a great sadness that many people feel at his passing. But there's something very profound that he accomplished. When he records this album, Black Star, in New York City, where he has an apartment down on Lancaster Street in the Village, none of the musicians, when he recorded this album, none of the musicians had any idea that he was suffering from cancer and that he was in his final months. He didn't tell anybody that. He just made music. He made this track, the Black Star track, at a request from a man named John Renk. John Renk is producing and directing a TV crime show called The Last Panthers. And he asked David to compose the theme music for the program. And this is the song that came out, Black Star. And it's very mysterious. It's not a straightforward song like some of his songs, you know, Major Tom, The Tin Can, where he sets up an entire story. When the lyrics to this song are very mysterious, and it's so visual. It's him being so dramatic. It makes me think of Game of Thrones or some type of ritualistic environment. In the villa of Ormond stands a solitary candle, and in the center of it all, your eyes. And he talks about the day of execution and the women kneeling. But I can't answer why I'm a black star. Just go with me. I'm going to take you home. I'm a black star. I take your passport and shoes and your sedatives too. You're a flash in the pan. I'm the great I am. I'm a black star. So profound work. Profound work from David Bowie. This album was released on January the 8th, and David passed away at his home in Manhattan on Sunday, January 10th, 2016, at 69 years of age. Let's hear two more tracks from the Black Star album. This is I Can't Give Everything Away, and then finally, Lazarus, David Bowie. Thank you.
house returns for prodigal sons, with blackouts, hearts, with flowered news, with skull designs upon my shoes. I can't give everything. I can't give everything.
Thank you. I've got scars that can't be seen. I've got drama, can't be stolen. Everybody knows me now.
David Bowie. That song was called Lazarus. And right before that, we heard I Can't Give Everything Away, two songs from his Black Star album. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. So, you know, there is something incredibly uplifting about an artist, a musician, a singer, a songwriter that shares, you know, their deepest thoughts. Bowie certainly had the ability to entertain, but to also, you know, create a real strong emotional response. And when I hear this music, you know, it's there's something cathartic about when someone shares something very serious like that. It not only releases the artist who performs it, but when you hear it, and you hear it as music, and you hear it as art, it allows you to experience those feelings without having to pay the full price of living through something like that. So it educates you. It educates your emotions. It's very profound, music like this. And certainly a huge loss for all of us with David Bowie's passing. There has been some really wonderful music coming out in the past few months. And talk about the power of music. It's really astounding. Adele is 27 years old now, but she released an album called 25 on November 20th in 2015. And she's also very good at sharing some of her innermost emotions. You know, we all take great care in life and in social contexts that if you're sad or you're feeling pain, that's not something that you just share with people. That's not a great topic of conversation when you want to make friends with somebody. But when you make that the content of a song or the content of your art, somehow it's so universal that it really reaches people. And Adele has this ability. Her songs are pretty emotionally rocky. Let's face it. When I was looking through the songs on her most recent album, and I was trying to find something uplifting, the closest thing that I could come to it was this song called Remedy. And the words are incredibly beautiful, but the music is fairly emotionally distraught. But the words are gorgeous, but it describes someone who understands the turmoil that their partner might be feeling because they've experienced that turmoil themselves. So here's what she says in this song called Remedy. We're about to hear it. When the pain cuts you deep, when the night keeps you from sleeping, just look and you will see that I will be your remedy. When the world seems so cruel and your heart makes you feel like a fool, I promise you will see that I will be your remedy. No river is too wide or too deep for me to swim to you. Come whatever, I'll be the shelter that won't let the rain come through. Adele.
I remember all of the things that I thought I wanted to be. So desperate to find a way out of my world and finally breathe. Right before my eyes I saw my heart, it came to life. This ain't easy, it's not meant to be. Every story has its scars, but when the pain cuts you deep, and when the night keeps you from sleeping, just look and you will see that I will be your remedy. When the world seems so cruel and your heart remedy.
No river is too wide or too deep for me to swim to you. Come whatever, I'll be the shelter that won't let the rain come through. Your love, it is my truth, and I will always love you, love you. When the pain cuts you deep, and when the night keeps you from sleeping, just look and you will see that I will be your remedy. When the world seems so cruel, and your heart makes you feel like a fool, I promise you will see that I will be your remedy.
Still
That's Coldplay. That song is called You're Always in My Head. That's from the Ghost Stories album, released in May 2014. And right before that, we heard Adele's Remedy from her 25 album, released on November 20th in 2015. So, yeah, you know, Coldplay, the Ghost Stories album, is a kind of a dark, ruminative album. Kind of touches on... kind of touches on the theme for today's program. But the Head Full of Dreams album, which is their seventh studio album, was just released on December the 4th in 2015, takes a whole different direction from Ghost Stories. It's like, you know, the night is over and the day has broken, and it is an amazing day. Coldplay.
Amazing day. Fixing up a car, driving it again. Searching for the water, hoping for the rain. Up and up, up and up. Down upon the canvas, working in a meal. Waiting for a chance to pick an Irish field. Up and up, up and up. See a bird form a diamond in a rough. See a bird soaring high, but the flood is in your blood. It's in your blood. Underneath the storm an umbrella is saying, sitting with the boys and takes away the pain. Up and up, up and up. Saying
we're gonna get together right now.
Up and up, up and up. How can people suffer? How can people part? How can people struggle? How can people break your heart? Break your heart. Oh, yes, I wanna grow. Yes, I wanna feel. Yes, I wanna know. Show me how to heal it up. Heal it up. Love.
Coldplay, head full of dreams, up and up. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. Let's go back to David Bowie one more time from his Black Star album. I can't give everything away.
Something's very wrong. The pulse returns for prodigal sons, with blackouts, hearts with flowered news, with skull designs upon my shoes. I can't give everything. I can't give everything.
Thank you.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then, today's program featuring some of the music from David Bowie's Black Star. I hope you enjoyed the music today, and thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com. It's about 1 minute before 4 p.m. It's gone down to 40 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and 94.5 FM, W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're also streaming online 24/7, wjffradio.org. Stay tuned, the splendid table is coming right up. Forecast for tonight is partly cloudy with a chance of flurries this evening. It's going down to the lower 20s. And tomorrow it's going to be up into the lower 30s with a 50% chance of snow showers tomorrow night. Lows near 15 tomorrow night. And Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday.